Greetings, my fellow free love, sovereign thinkers. Thank you for tuning to the L3 podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of planet Earth. Today's date is Sunday, May 19th, 2024. This is episode 1732. New York's common law and DHS announces new intelligence advisory board. Before I proceed, you can follow me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Just type in Lucky Luck number 3, Lucky Luck Roman number 3 with 3 eyes, or the Lucky Luck Roman number 3 podcast. In addition, if you have any questions, comments, and send something to this interesting, we'll check out whatever you do. Please use the quorum. You can get me at ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookylooknumber3. Oh man, I see all these wacky laws and bad convictions and bad fair trials in the Empire State, illegal trials, I call them. And why is it contradicting New York's common law and people are not really talking about it? Talk about the U.S. Constitution, why not the state? It's happening plenty of places within these United States in general. But I'm just using New York as an example. Because they claim to be the least freest states in the Union. Okay? And why is that? People let the state walk all over them. Okay, master. Well, they had the faction over principle over party. That happens too. It's very dangerous because even George Washington warned us about the dangers of factions. Okay, and it's very well addressed. So when I'm looking at all these wacky laws and bills, and I was talking about Dexter Taylor, who was convicted of a victimless crime. There's no injured party whatsoever, and he never got a fair trial, period. Violates the state's common law. Yeah. And that judge and all that, they're more than parasites. These people are parasites. The prostitute and attorney, too. I'm not afraid to meet these people in person. See, some people like that want to dishonor you, challenge them to a duel. Let's see how tough they really are. They all need their entitlements, and we should all kiss the fully walker. I don't do that. I don't give a damn who they are. They're nothing in my book. Because without the people, they're just garbage. So I'm just, don't get mad, but I get inspired, okay? And I like to put my views in. I'm having people listen to it and share, and don't be shy, give me shout out, or disagree, that's fine, nothing wrong with that at all. But you see this a lot of places. But then we're going to talk about New York. And go, oh, we're from New York. We have higher standards. Don't get me wrong. There's some good people there. All right? They're getting the short end of the stick. And running away from the problem isn't the way to resolve it. And don't try to bring those tyrannical attributes in your new residence. Because each state has different cultures. It's just how it is. Nothing new. We got folks coming in trying to shake their stuff like they are the king of the crops. Well, I don't buy that. I ran my mouth off from born in Brooklyn and so forth. And I went back there. I'm like, who cares? Don't get me wrong. Like I said, there's some good folks out there. There's a great history. But it's for the people, the beautiful people that from New York and so forth, but to everyone else. All right, here's an area people need to start looking at. The New York's Constitution, Article 1, which is called the Bill of Rights. Section 14 reads, common laws and acts of the colonial and state legislators. Such parts of the common law and the acts of the legislature of the colony of New York as together did form the law of the said colony on the 19th day of April, 1775, and the resolutions of the Congress of the said colony and of the Convention of the State of New York in force on the 20th day of April, 1777, which have not since expired or been repealed or altered, and such acts of the legislature of the state as are now in force shall be and continue the law of the state, subject to such alterations as the legislature shall make concerning the same, but all such parts of the common law and such of the said acts or parts thereof as are repugnant to this Constitution are hereby abrogated. That means terminate, invalid, rescind, void, and without force. The reason why I'm addressing this, because look what's going on with Donald Trump. Like him or not, it's dead wrong. And many people had a short end of the stick. They treat it like numbers, not human beings, but no more than a damn number. And that's nefarious in my realm. And I'm not a Trump worshiper either, so don't even think about it. And look what happened to COVID lockdowns under Governor Cuomo. Locking down, people got to take the shots and all that. And even Hochul's not all that either. And all the little numbnuts in Albany and New York City and many other places in the Empire State using those tyrannical attributes to control people. The laws to control people. That's what Federal State said in his book, The Law. And you got rights. You don't need you don't need a lot of money to protect those rights. You're born with them. Yes, it's good to have contacts in the judicial system, good lawyers and so forth, but make sure they do the job. Don't just, I recommend you start networking instead of waiting until the crap hits the fan, do that and run amok. That's how you learn to be more wiser. Better yourselves. And it was funny because I was like reading here on the website, history.newyorkcourts.gov. Actually, it's a cool little site. You know, it's pretty interesting here. And let me just see what it says. It is, yes, it is the website, Historical Society of the New York Courts, Making Legal History Matter, 20 Years of Student Education, Public Programs, and More. They got links to constitutions. I'm not going to read this thing in its entirety because I knew I'll be here forever. But I just love it when they brought it here. It says, this is released in Kingston, by the way. Kingston, New York, which is in Mid-Hudson Valley. I think Gerald Salenti bought a couple of buildings there from Trends Journal. And it says here, whereas the many tyrannical and oppressive usurpations of the King and Parliament of Great Britain on rights and liberties of the people of the American colonies had reduced them to necessity of introducing a government by congresses and committees as temporary expedients and to exist no longer than the grievances of the people should remain without redress. And it gives you a whole list. What's going on here about, you know, not abiding, the king ruled everybody and depriving people's rights. And of course, when they talk about the Continental Congress, about the whole, it was going on from the Declaration of Independence. There's some information on here too. And interesting here about the resolve on this, that can be recommended to respective assemblies and conventions of the United Colonies where no government sufficient to the exigencies of their affairs as an heir to establish to adopt such government and shall, in the opinion of the representatives of the people, can be conduced to the happiness and the safety of their constituents, and in particular, America, right? Oh, yeah. So it gives you a whole run in general. So gives some good resolutions here about liberty, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, which they did use paragraphs too from transcribed from the U.S. Declaration for America's Declaration of Independence, and is used this within this Constitution, which is relevant today. All right, it gives you a whole rundown what they done, what Britain done, even in New York, all the tyrannical moves. And it was interesting too, because when they talked about the convention here, the first one, this convention, therefore, in the name and by authority of the good people of the state, doth ordain, determine, declare that have no authority shall, or any pretense whatever, be exercised over the people or members of the state, but such shall derive from and granted by them. All right, so that's pretty cool there. And it's like multiple, yeah, I'll just go through these resolutions here, or articles here, which is pretty cool. Two, this convention doth further in the name and by the authority of the good people of the state ordain, determine, and declare that the supreme legislative power within the state shall be vested in two separate and distinct bodies of men, the one to be called the Assembly of the State of New York, the other to be called the Senate of New York, who together shall form the legislature and meet once at least every year to dispatch for businesses. They talked about their what they want to do with the laws and so forth, and they give the conditions on here, and the counties approved it. Member of City and County of New York, which is Manhattan, and of course they absorbed not absorbed, but incorporated Queens, Kings, which is Brooklyn, and Richmond, which is Staten Island. So, one, two, three, four, five. Yeah, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. So I guess it'd be part of Westchester. Yeah, part of Westchester would be the Bronx. So that's very interesting. You can look at that. And I'm not going to read it in its entirety. But it's good to know about these things, especially when they added the Declaration of Independence. And they talk about the conditions about elections. All right. And that's important too. And of course, I can read number 9 here. Number 8, that every elector before is admitted to vote, if required by a returning officer or either of the inspectors, take an oath, or if the people called Quakers, an affirmation of the allegiance to the state. And 9, that the assembly that thus constitutes shall choose their own speaker. So it be judges of their own members, enjoy the same privileges, and proceed in doing business in like manner as the assemblies of the colony of New York of right formerly did. The majority of said members shall from time to time constitute a home, proceed upon business. So it gives you all these conditions about the Senate and so forth, but that's how New York is should be. So you got a lot of conditions here, which is pretty neat. And of course, the conditions of governor and lieutenant governor. But one thing I like on this is just the resolutions in this document, which I was very impressed with. I know I passed all that. But they usually transcribe the Declaration of Independence into this New York Constitution, which is very essential. And the people need to know you have inalienable rights, free speech, a right to peaceably assemble, freedom of the press, right to keep and bear arms. All these laws they have, licensing people and so forth on certain those conditions, are void and without force. It contradicts New York's common law, Article 1, Section 16 of the state's enactment or state constitution. It is a fact. No beakering, no complaining, no whining. I don't want to hear your defense mechanized rhetoric. Because Beaker, if you do, Beaker is more logical than you. The ones that want to run their mouths. I'm sorry. This drives me. Sometimes I just like to smack these people beside the head. And I do that with love. I'm not saying I'm better than you or anyone else here. But I have a duty to know what my rights are. Natural born rights. I'm not afraid to use it. I choose my battles wisely. Yes, I do. I'm not going to go up to anyone's face. I'll just use finesse. Use finesse and big words. That drives the establishment crazy. So this is why you have to really look at these things, all right? And this is very, it's like here, for deprivance in many cases, the benefits of a trial by jury. Look what happened to Donald Trump. He just watched this one example. There's some folks out there that are like piss poor. Did nothing wrong. And they get treated like garbage. You see president here? Yeah, you got to think about it, folks. Talk about the people, even the ones from New York, too. It doesn't matter. Florida, New York, don't matter. But you have to really look at yourselves before pointing a finger. Quoting yours truly. But I got to say, this is nicely done. I was very pleased with this. But telling the British Crown to stick it in their own way. And the conditions of how they're going to govern. Which is pretty neat. Because I know they have these sporting, I was looking through the Epoch Times, which I'll add that to the notes. On what's the county of the Schreister. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Schollier County legislator had passed a resolution opposing a bill that some county officials warned is a gun control measure disguised as an amendment to an environmental conservation law. Interesting there. So he talks about it. It's called the Sporting Range Good Neighbor Act. So this is interesting because if you read the resolution, there's a link to it. Yep, there's a link to it. It's like 37 pages long, so I recommend you check it out. It's a regular meeting they had on the 13th. So you can look that up. So I'm going to add the footnotes to that, to this, because how I see it is violating common law. And I did a comment on here. Yeah, I use my real name too, Craig Tote. So I'm not even worried about it right now. And this is what my statement says here. Is where are you? Everyone, you shall not be infringed. And at this point, the citizens of all American people need to be armed. You know, and it's like last, of course, one person, a poorly written. Of course, I'm just wondering if that person's a journalist. This is why I say the Schollier County legislature has executed its anti-commandeering doctrine over this frivolous measure because it contradicts the Second and Ninth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, plus Article 1, Section 14 of New York's Constitution Common Law. Furthermore, I recommend folks examine the New York Constitution of 1777 because this historical document is relevant today. I got a couple of people say, hey, that's a nice comment. And you gotta throw that out there, folks. Gotta give these guys some love. And of course, Dexter Taylor case, which is very heinous. And I'm very disturbed about this too. And I'm not gonna cast stones at the lawyer. I talked about this on my episodes a couple of days ago. And when the judge says, Darkrith, yeah, and the other goofball, Alex Gonzalez, his name is, the DA, the prostituting attorney. Yeah, he's a prostituting attorney. He found guilty of, jury found him guilty of second degree criminal possession of a loaded weapon, four counts of a third degree criminal possession of a weapon, five counts of criminal possession of a firearm, second degree criminal possession of five or more firearms, unlawful possession of pistol ammunition, violation of certificate of registration, prohibition or unfinished frames or receivers. And it's funny, the person says, what part of the Second Amendment is so hard to understand? Very regular militia being necessary to secure a free state. The right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Who wrote this, by the way? This came out a while back. That's May 14th. Yeah, Mary Chastain. Yeah, Mary Chastain wrote this. And I was going to say here, yeah, the judge is another imbecile, so another ingrate, ungrateful tyrant. And even in this New York Constitution, 1777 is relevant today because the common law, Article 1, Section 14 of the state constitution on common law. So it is relevant. And this is why I find this very disturbing, because there's no victim. How is that a crime? And the jury should have the balls or the courage to know about jury nullification. If you believe this was done wrong, well, the judge told me so, then you just don't even show up for jury duty. Just tell them tell them I don't want to be a juror because I suck at my obligations. And I know I digress here. So, but that's one of the areas I have to really look at because I had to look into it a little bit further. And it's very annoying. And I find this unacceptable with these laws. And of course, what happened to that one woman in Queens on trying to get rid of the squatters? She got put in handcuffs. How's that supersede common law? It doesn't. It's invalid. This is why I tell the people in New York, you got these obligations, execute them. Don't be afraid of these peons. They can't even wipe their own butt. They're going to try to tell you how to live. It's pretty damn disturbing and unacceptable. Well, I could be here all day long talking about this, and I'm digressing. Forgive me. But what I'm going to do, I'm definitely going to, for this particular art, these segments, I'm going to leave those footnotes there. You can read it for yourselves, including the Sporting Range Act in New York, which I give Charlotte County props on that. That's incredible. That's how you do it, folks. Nullify. Don't comply. Nullify. Okay. Sporting Range Good Neighbor Act, right? And, of course, the Dexter Taylor sentence. I'm just wondering if his lawyer, what's his lawyer's name on here? Sorry about that. I should have had this in my footnotes. Nope. Let me see here. Sorry about that. I'm just like, the whole thing's absurd and unacceptable. All right. That's how I see it. Because what happened was he was a gunsmith guy. He's learning to be a gunsmith. He's getting crucified for it. Come on. Grow up. That's his name. His attorney. Vargasy. That's his name. Counsel Vargasy, who represented Taylor. And, I'm just wondering if he ever used the common law. So remember, folks, if you're going to just only use the Second Amendment, then you're just putting yourselves in a bind. Too many people love to use the U.S. Constitution in the state level and local level, which is all well and good. Don't get me wrong, but you want to go further. I always recommend folks learn the state constitutions, including common laws. Plus, they have resolutions pertaining to your rights. New York City has it. How come that should have been used? That's from the Patriot Act resolution, but it's relevant to his case, including the state constitution, the Bill of Rights, and of course, the common law, which it goes with the Constitution 1777. It's to everyone else that's involved in New York. That's just one example. Every state in the union, people have that duty, including California, New Mexico. Tell these people where to go. Even Florida, you can give Ron DeSantis and you represent the big middle finger. Hey, that's an invalid contract you support. Here's my middle finger. It means void without force. Stop living in fear. Actions speak louder than words. This whole mind control propaganda trying to tell us how to live and think is going to burn us. It's been used multiple times around the world. You're going to fall for that? Study your history, folks, before bickering. Well, and I say that with love and good faith. I'll be right back. So stay tuned. All right, I'll do one more here, folks. Came from the Epoch Times. Came out today. And this one's entitled, DHS Announces New Intelligence Advisory Board. Some members from an earlier experts group were involved in discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop story. You see that goofball, gyno-infested pig, Alejandro Americus that loves to open the borders up and says, oh, I'm part Jewish. I remember the Holocaust. The whole thing is these guys, these beaker-ass ginos, excuse me, he is a gino, Jew name only, love to use that as an alibi, which all like, pat him on the head. Like a ball-headed cheetah, right? Cheetah pet. So this is what Naveen Anthropoli has to say. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. And as it reads here, Department of Homeland Security is setting up a new intelligence advisory board just 2 weeks after it was forced to shut down a similar group due to concerns of political bias among its members. The DHS announced the creation of the Homeland Intelligence Advisory Board on Friday. The board will comprise up to 40 members appointed by the Undersecretary of DHS. The new board could include 19 members from the controversial Homeland Intelligence Experts Group, which the intelligence had committed to shut down earlier this month. The board plans to meet at least once every quarter and will use source of ideas as well as a critical assessment of our intelligence activities, DHS said. The board will provide information and advise the Undersecretary and the DHS Counterterrorism Coordinator on Homeland Intelligence activities and issues, including those around operational adherence to the principles of privacy and civil liberties. Woo! So you're the bad guy if you dissent or question us, or you don't trust us, you're the terrorist. The expert group was set up by DHS in September last year for stated purposes of offering advice on national security and intelligence. However, Legal Advocacy, America First Legal, AFL, sued the DHS and Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, arguing that the group violated provisions of the Federal Advisory Committee Act, or FACA. Section 5 of FACA requires that an advisory committee be fairly balanced in terms of the points of views. It also mandates there would be provisions to ensure that the advice recommendations of advisory committee will not be improperly influenced by the appointing authority or by any special interest. The lawsuit notes that members of the expert groups were political allies of the Biden administration. Most members have applauded the administration's decision and fervently condemn former President Trump's America First approach to foreign policy. Yeah, we want to bomb the world, and we don't know how to, we haven't done it ourselves and never been on the front lines, nor got our hands dirty. They have overwhelmingly donated to President Biden or other Democrats, defended Marcus selected members that are agreeable, not balanced. Yes, master. I'll do as you say, master. Yes, boss. Everything you say, boss. They got house peasants. Yeah. Hey, ain't that courageous? I'm a house peasant, honey. Do you find, does that turn you on? Some of the members were signatories of a letter dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop scandal as Russian disinformation. DHS and AFL resolved the matter on May 2nd with the agency agreeing to wind up the experts group within 30 days. The presidential election that Trump was denied, Biden is now seeking. There's a video on that. Okay, so, however, the agreement stated that DHS has the right to create an advisory committee under provisions of FACA, including authorization to exempt that advisory committee from the public notice reporting and open meeting requirements of FACA. DHS admits the new advisory board builds up the experts group. The new board is also exempt from public notice reporting and open meeting requirements of FACA was agreed upon with the DHS deal with the AFL. Interesting, right? Oh, man. That's what's funny. So they had to really resolve that. It's like, look at these guys. Like, they're total like goofballs, you know? Like, oh yeah, real men are like Alejandro Mayorkas. Real men should emulate. Merrick Garland. I'm just laughing so hard. Or, hi, I'm Ted Deutsch. Witch hunting Congresswoman Green made me more masculine. Come on, man. Please. Think about this. It is hilarious, okay? The 40-member board is yet to be determined. However, the potential inclusion of 19 members in the experts group, some of whom were accused of being politically biased, may bring the advisory board under scrutiny. Members would be selected from the following sectors: national or homeland security, including intelligence collection and information sharing, privacy and civil liberties, state, local, tribal, territorial, and private sector homeland security responsibilities, law enforcement, legislative activities, academia, and the research communities, and owners and operators of critical infrastructure or resources. I bet you one thing, Abraham Lincoln's getting hard on in his grave, you know, because he was a big, great centralizer. And many others. Democrat, Republican, you got these clowns out there want to rule the world, baby. You know, that's only with the terrorists. The Bushite syndrome continues, right? The Bushite fetish, to be exact. Okay, well, I'll continue on here. The advisory board members would serve a term of 5 years with the potential of being reappointed for one more term. Under secretary shall chair the board and select co-chair from the 40 members. Under secretary will be a non-voting member of the board. Controversial members. The formation of the early DHS experts group drew criticism from Republicans on September 30 days of September. Representative Mark E. Green, Republican from Tennessee, chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, and August Flunger, Republican from Texas, chairman of the Subcommittee on Counterterrorism, Law Enforcement, and Intelligence, wrote a letter to Americus on the matter. They pointed out that multiple members of this newly formed group, including former Director of Intelligence James Clapper and former Director of Central Intelligence Agency John Brennan, which he voted for a Kanye one time. So yeah, I want James and John. I want the tyrannical scumbags in there. Yeah, that's great. Signed a discredited public statement on October 19, 2020 that incorrectly implied the New York Post's reporting about Hunter Biden's political influence peddling was a product of Russian disinformation. In addition, another member of the group, Tashina Gohar, former Associate Deputy Attorney General for the Department of Justice, was extensively involved in the Federal Bureau of Investigation's probe into baseless allegations that former President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia. Your decision to appoint members to this group who have demonstrated political bias suggests misplaced priorities, the letter states. A few days later, on September 27th, committee Republicans introduced legislation to block funding for the experts group. Meanwhile, the DHS is facing another controversy due to the recently announced Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board. The panel is expected to advise agency officials on the safe and secure development and deployment of AI technology in our nation's critical infrastructure. The board has 22 members. A controversial figure on the board is Fei-Fei Li, co-director of the Stanford Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence Institution, who was alleged to have ties with the Chinese Communist Party. Ms. Li was a former vice president at Google Cloud and led company's effort to build Chinese AI operations. Under her leadership, George Cloud established an AI operation, a partnership. The university has received millions of dollars from the Science and Technology Committee of China's Military Commission, a CCP organ overseeing the military, to work on an AI project for the Chinese military. Well, well, well. Birds of the same feathers flock together. Wow. Incredible. But they want you to believe that you guys are so naive and stupid and pathetic. But you know what? I was vindicated. I denounced Homeland Security from the very beginning, 2 days after September 11th. I've seen a lot of red flags on the matter. And I don't need me to pick Tom Ridge. Yeah, I know he was only a patsy, a pawn of the game. I'll be honest with that. He admitted to in one of his books, he was only a whippy, he was only a bellboy. So it is really, really insulting, my friends. And you got a couple of treasonous quacks in there already that want to get involved. Yeah. If people like David Hawks still believe you need to trust the government and tell people, that's a crappy thing you got to do on that Thomas Massey bill on, terminating the Federal Reserve. And he goes, oh, yeah, that effing idiot don't know history. Yeah, someone posted, yeah, here's one of his history books, the Archie's comic, you know. So don't be like David Hawks. He's just a little beaker. Don't be a hero conformist, folks. Please, if you trust the government, you're poor at it, you suck at history, or you're bad at it, and I digress. Be vigilant, folks. Never trust the government by any means. Doesn't matter who's in there, Democrat, Republican, red or blue. Remember, with them, regardless of those two, what you support, expect to get screwed. All right? Well, that will be it. I thank everyone for listening, but feel free to download and share this throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, or you got recommendations, etc., send me information. That'd be great. Whatever you do, please use the quorum. Go to ll3.podcast@proton.me. I will leave the footnotes on this episode, including a couple articles about Dexter Taylor and Sporting Range Good Act, you know, Good Neighborhood Act. People in New York, please exercise your natural rights. You are born with them, and they can't say no to it. Give them the big middle finger. All right? If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/LokiLuck3. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Till next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading the love. May your guardian spirits be with you.